Yeah, I had the same kind of thing one time. I went over to a neighbor's. They wanted me to keep an eye on their property until they build a house and move there kind of thing and let me hunt on there. So anyway, I wandered over there. There's a swamp on the edge of it, and I had my dad's 16-gauge single shot. And I sat out there and was duck hunting. And these two guys, when I got to the property, two guys were there, a guy and his kid. And I told them, hey, you can't be on here. It's private property. They don't want anybody on here. And, oh, okay. So they got it. When they got back to their vehicle, they just started unloading every piece of ammo they had. It sounded like a war going off. So the neighbors all called the cops. And then all of a sudden, they quieted down for about 15 minutes or so. Next thing I know, there was just cops everywhere. Sirens, and you can hear the PAs and the radios going, and I'm like, what the heck? I took one shot at a duck, and I got the cops climbing all over me. So I didn't want to lose my dad's gun, so I took off. And man, oh man, I was going all over the place. They were up and down the roads, the streets. There was a couple of county, a couple of state. I don't know if the DNR was in there or not, but they were all over the place looking for me.
That's the perks of knowing the woods you're hunting. It's easy to disappear in them. Man, I'm driving, I'm like 2 miles from my house, and I'm looking at all the fields, and there are groundhogs in every single field.